Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scowls West. San Diego Comic Con one shot. So we're going to jump right into the news. Who's going first?
We got news. So apparently I'm the only one who, like, has news. Neither Nat or Leander care about San Diego Comic Con.
Whoa, wait. I just don't think anything of... Besides movie information, I was a little ho-hum on the overall San Diego Comic Con reading news experience. So
yeah, well, my excuse is that I figured you two would have tons of news, and we would need someone to react genuinely to those news things, so I had to know nothing. So therefore, I could be like, whoa, what?
That's legit.
So this is the most honest moment ever.
Yeah. This is Leander reacting to our reaction of his reaction.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Oh. Okay, well, I'll just get into it. Yeah. I have a decent list here. So, firstly, there's two big twos coming out. We got Stranger Things 2, season 2, and Westworld Season 2. Definitely two things that are stealing the show. A lot.
I've never heard of these two things.
So. You've never heard of these two things?
Like, I actually thought you meant that.
Stranger Things, show that here at Griffin Games and Comics at
1119 West Drake Road.
A kiosk in the middle of the store for a while after the show came out. That one you've never heard of.
The one that we were maybe suggesting titles that you should read if you enjoyed Stranger Things. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And Westworld, obviously the show that nobody's heard of. It's just the one that, you know, swept the Emmys for pretty much all of the awards.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've actually other never than
seen
that,
Westworld. I don't know.
Whoa.
So, yeah.
Westworld is pretty much, HBO is billing it almost as their new Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like the show that's going to carry the network after Game of Thrones' dragons all die. And so it's amazing. Anthony Hopkins is in the first season. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he'll come back in the second season, but you get, oh my gosh, I don't want to.
Yeah,
it's pretty much like high concept sci-fi. Yeah,
right?
Basically, the idea of it is it's this theme park where you go in, you dress up as cowboys, and they have NPC robots who are in there, and so you go on, like, they start you on quests, there's things, but it's crazy, it's great, it's like a great western, great sci-fi, and what are we as humans, are we different than these robots in ways, or are they more human, are we less human, are we more human in this world of violence, sex, and things, like, where people feel more alive and... Oh, sorry. I could go on and on about this.
All right. Well, then we know a better sense of what it is for those of us that didn't watch it.
So, is Westworld Season 2 going to continue being in Westworld? Because I understand that there's, like, multiple theme parks around different themes.
Yeah, so there was kind of a little blip in the first season that they were starting, like, Samurai World and other things like that. But from the trailer for the second season, it's gonna still mostly take place in Westworld.
Okay. Sure.
So it's a big, you know, theme park, and I guess they're expanding because it's doing well in its world.
That makes sense.
So. Interesting.
Alright. And then Stranger Things 2, of course, everyone
Stranger
is gonna,
Things too.
Can't wait. I mean, it's easier for people to get into Stranger Things, I think, than it is for it to get into Westworld, only because most people have Netflix.
Yeah, exactly.
And HBO is like a special thing you have to have.
Right.
And it's also eight episodes, I think.
What?
Stranger Things.
Yeah. So it's just de facto shorter than Westworld.
That's one of the most, like, binge watching shows ever. Stranger Things.
Yeah,
it's just so easy
to
blitz through. I want to talk about the trailer a little bit though, because the Will is haunting in this trailer. The psychology you see in this of they're here for everyone else, not me, because they've already messed with him. So whatever the Upside Down is, it certainly seems like it wants to come out
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not there's some all-seeing presence in the Upside Down that is, like, orchestrating coming out of that world into ours, I don't know, and that's hopefully something that will unravel in the series. Can we talk about the use of Thriller?
Mm.
Oh, my God, the music in that trailer is fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was something that hit me really hard to hear Vincent Price's voice just doing that voiceover in the Stranger Things 2 trailer. And I'm like, oh shit, it's Thriller. They're doing like Thriller behind the back of this. And it's,
yeah. Well, awesome. it looks like since it's going to be released this Halloween, it looks like it's going to be a holiday-esque show. I think most of it's going to take place on or around Halloween, it looks like, because they're dressed up like Ghostbusters in the trailer.
Okay.
And, et cetera. There's a couple other things, so I don't know if it's all going to take place in one day or if they're going to maybe do like a week or something like that.
I want to talk about their cosplay status too for those Halloween costumes. They had a working like the trap that trap the ghost actually opened up. It looked like it was made out of duct tape. I was like, I couldn't have made that when I was a kid in the 80s. That's crazy.
That's pretty impressive.
Then again, you weren't the Stranger Things kid.
That's right. This is really true.
Yeah.
I was just reading comics.
Not actually going to solve mysteries with your buddies on bikes.
Three people, you know, total. So, yeah. Didn't work out like that way for me.
All right. Well, that's exciting TV shows to look out for sure.
Yeah. You ever catch me ghost, Leander?
Catch a ghost that we just said?
Yeah.
Nope. There was an oil monster. Oil monster?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oil monster?
Uh-huh. Yep. And so one of my dreams as a kid, I was super young, but you know how when you move a car, they have the oil puddle there? Mm-hmm. For some reason, I had a dream about that an oil monster came out of that. And, like, came to attack me and my sisters.
We're going to end this story right there. We're going to talk sidebar later outside of the podcast. This feels like something that needs to be written down. So.
Yes.
Copyright Capes and Scowls West. That is ours. Next bit of news.
Yes, next news.
Okay, so the next bit of news is this one is, for me, just... But Ready Player One finally released their first trailer. Coming out in 2018, this movie's been in production for years at this point. Years ago, they announced there would be a movie, then that Steven Spielberg would direct it with the backing of Warner Brothers, and it's amazing. This book, if you haven't read Ready Player One, if you're listening to this podcast, I guarantee you will like this book.
Yeah, I second that. It's an amazing piece of fiction. I'm not much of a reader when it comes to things that don't have pictures in it. I could not put this book down. So.
Yeah, most people I know, and I'm a really slow reader personally, but most people I know, they read it in like 1 to 3 days, basically. It's like almost a 400-page book, but you just fly through it. So basically the whole premise of this is it takes place in a dystopian future, in a virtual world in this dystopian future, where there's a contest in this massive world for players to basically win $500 billion.
Yep.
And so...
Gotcha. It's described heavily. It's like a Willy Wonka in virtual reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting. There's certain concepts in the story. The idea that people really don't have jobs in the normal world. Mm-hmm. They have jobs inside of the Oasis, which is this like collective virtual reality that one guy created. And he's the Willy Wonka of this universe who's basically saying, find these hidden Easter eggs and win this and all this money. All of this is yours.
Mm.
So
okay, I see what you're saying.
So, and one of the reasons that this movie took so long to make was because in this virtual world, everybody gets to create the world that they want, basically. So you have, you know, Tron. Just from the trailer, you have Tron, the Iron Giant, Back to the Future, Harley Quinn. So literally any fandom you can imagine, there's probably an entire planet devoted to that inside this virtual world.
Yeah.
And, you know, anything. Literally anything that you could want is here, you know.
Yeah.
And nobody cares about the real world.
It's nice having all those different characters to be able to look at while you're watching this movie.
Yeah.
Because you find something for yourself, which is really cool.
There are online videos right now dedicated to just picking apart the trailer and trying to catch all of the references. One of the things that I love about the trailer is the way that the music is placed and the imagery. It's like a poetic and energetic haunting, but it is like haunting. There's something uneasy about it, and I think good science fiction has an uneasiness to it. Like it seems like it could be real.
Definitely the first half of the trailer is very much has this very epic, very slow-paced music to it as we get these slow flashes of scenes as the characters are fighting through.
And seeing the stacks.
Yeah, and seeing the stacks and seeing basically all this chaos happen. And then the second half of the trailer is more of the... I feel like the book is like that, though. It's like half of it is very tonally melancholy, and but still very epic at the same time, and the other half is kind of like this fun 80s romp.
Yeah.
Which is the second half of the trailer. You have Tom Sawyer playing it. Yeah. So there's a big car race.
Because Rush is an important part of the story.
Mm-hmm. It is. So. And that's how the main character wins.
Yep.
Is via Rush. So.
Spoilers. For a book kind that's been out for almost 10 years.
Yeah, at point. So, we'll see. And also, it's one of those books that you're like, from the beginning, it's like kind of obvious.
One of the things I wanted to hint or talk about was that the trailer hinted at stuff that was outside of the 80s pop culture, which made total sense because time has passed since the book was written, so being able to integrate modern pop culture into a story that's set in the future, it'll be really interesting to see what else they throw into the story.
Yeah, sure. That'll be interesting to see them be like, oh, Gears of War, that old game.
Right, exactly. Or
stuff like that. You know, like, oh, that's awesome. Remember my dad used to play Call of Duty back in the day. Yeah, something like that.
Because it's set in, I think it's 2045.
Yeah, 2045.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Two thumbs up for me. I think that trailer looks fantastic.
Oh, definitely.
We'll see where it goes.
100%.
What else you got, Pat?
Okay, so this one, it's been out for a while, but Star Trek Discovery was announced a year or two ago, but the big announcement from Comic-Con is that this will be a Netflix production. Oh. So previously I forget like who was initially had the rights.
It was like CBS or like NBC streaming network, which hadn't fully launched yet, I guess.
Yeah. That's
weird.
It was something like that, one of those like kind of basic cable
up and coming
things. Yeah. But so Netflix is officially doing it and it looks badass. I'm a Star Trek fan.
Okay.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
And this looks like it's the cinematic quality of the Star Trek movies that we've seen, but basically in the old TV show style. So it's going to be episodic, or pretty sure it's going to be mostly episodic. Maybe a few of the classic sort of tropes, like, you know, the crew going crazy and stuff like this, but with the production value of big budget Hollywood.
Yeah.
And the Klingons feature heavily in the story, right?
Yes.
Like it's the discovering of what's past what normal space is.
Yeah, so don't quote me on this, but from what I've heard, it's going to take place before the other series. I'm not entirely sure, actually.
It's really early in just like what I've, Starfleet.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not the next generation. That hasn't happened yet, from what I understand. These are all just rumors. And I think it's going to focus a lot on like first interactions with Klingons. So, who have a different look in this than they have traditionally had. It's much more streamlined.
Is
you know,
it more akin to what we saw in the Abrams films, or...?
Yes, I would say it is, because, like, let's be honest, the original Star Trek, the Klingons just look like you took a bunch of, like, brown silly putty and, like, plopped it on a guy's head. And in this, it actually looks like something that evolution would have actually gone towards in something realistically. It's more, it honestly kind of reminded me more of like Predator a little bit.
Oh, cool.
When he took off his helmet, you know, he has a more like swooping
kind
of head. So it vaguely reminded me of that.
More natural looking.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting that you didn't watch the trailer either, Leander. So I didn't watch it because I didn't have a network that it was going to be on. So I missed that whole Netflix announcement.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen the trailer. Yeah. Now knowing that it's something that I want to be, can watch. Mm-hmm.
So another thing I know, it's going to take place around two ships, actually, this time.
Okay.
So they're going to be, which makes a lot more sense, you know, like, if you're sending one spaceship out into the depths of space, I feel like you'd want to have a backup. Like, there's so many problems in the original series that could have been solved if there was just, like, a backup spaceship.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh,
that's
no, sense. How are we going to find this part? It's not going to be around for another million light years.
Right.
Oh, we have one.
Yeah.
Okay. That's solved.
Tension gone.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Okay, so Star Trek Discovery, Netflix.
Cool.
Awesome.
Nice.
So another one, the trailer for this is awesome, but we finally got it wasn't even a trailer. It was more of a little teaser for The Incredibles 2.
Ooh.
So that will be coming out. The trailer is awesome. Do you remember, you guys have seen The Incredibles, right? So you remember Edna Mode, the costume designer? It's all these real life fashion designers.
I've
like
seen this one,
they have like Marc Jacobs and like all these like high talking about her as like their idol. They're like, oh, you can look at a piece and you know obviously off the back it's an Edna Mode.
Yep.
And so they're all talking about
That's awesome.
And like supermodels and like Paris and stuff, and they're like, you know, they have this one French model and she's talking in French about like, oh yes, of course, Edna, I remember the first time I saw one of her pieces.
Yeah.
And I knew that's what I wanted to do with my life.
So is the family back? Are they grown up, or what's the deal? Do we
My
know that?
My understanding from what came out of San Diego Con is that it's minutes after.
Oh, really?
Movie.
Okay.
Like,
all right, cool.
It may even start with that Underminer sequence where he pops up and they put the masks on and go.
Yeah.
So it's a straight continuation.
Okay, that's actually good. I'm not against that.
I'm not either. I don't know what the plot line is going to be. There was a miniseries that was done not too long after the movie's release, a comic book miniseries, where Bob started losing his powers. So Mr. Incredible started to, once again, it became another tale of not feeling like he fit in because the rest of the family was super powered, and he was slowly and slowly, slowly becoming just a normal person.
Wow.
So I would be interesting if they adapt something like that.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot they can do with, especially with the young characters, with Dash and Violet,
you can do
a lot of, you know, the angst and of being a kid or a teenager with powers and, just the whole family elements. Mm-hmm. The Incredibles makes my top five of movies ever. I love that film. So
it was a great film.
I'm more on the, when is this out? Because I don't really care about watching trailers. I will be there day one, midnight.
I don't need a trailer. I'll just know when to see it.
No,
as long as Brad Bird is involved, I'm good.
Definitely.
That's pretty much it.
That's really cool. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Me too.
You know, anything with Pixar is just like, take my money. Just take all of it multiple times. And then, okay, so next up, just in Flash, sort of mode, we got all the CW's new seasons coming out. That was, for some reason, just like DC wanted you to know that those are all going on. So you got Flash season 4, I want to say.
Yep.
Arrow season 6. Legends of Tomorrow
season 3. Nice.
And then I believe Black Lightning.
Black Lightning and Supergirl season 3.
And Supergirl season 3. I totally forgot about Supergirl.
Well, we can do without that.
Yeah.
What? I like Supergirl.
Are you serious?
Really?
No.
You're the only person I've talked to literally
ever
has said anything mildly good about that show.
Yeah. Of the I didn't watch the previous Arrow season because season 4 was such a shit show that I didn't bother watching season 5. But Flash was a complete misstep this past season, and yeah, Supergirl was the one I enjoyed. I guess Legends was really fun too.
Legends is a lot of fun. I thought I was going to hate Legends first season. I was like, this is stupid. But second season,
That's kind of the same way with Supergirl. Like, the second season is so much more like about superheroics. It's a really weird paradigm because it's like she works for a secret government agency, essentially. So, and that one, this one is very much like it's alien centric. Like the whole major overarching story in Supergirl season 2 is that the president wants to allow aliens to be out in the public eye and be open and not persecuted. So, really, like I like Supergirl season 2 a lot. But anyway,
okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So they're all coming back.
They're all coming back. All right. So DC and CW.
And Black Lightning.
And Black Lightning.
And Black Lightning is starting. So
that's really cool.
Yeah.
All right. I'm excited.
Okay, continuing on the DC, we got the official announcement of Shazam. So that will be a movie, I believe,
in
either 2018 or 2019.
I think it's 2019 at this point.
It feels like 2019 would be the right time.
So yeah, so that's definitely going to happen. I guess they lost out on the rights for Captain Marvel. So
And that's been a thing that they've been attempting to do in the comics recently with the New 52. They just went away with trying to deal with the difference there, and it's just Shazam.
Oh, I didn't know
Well, I mean, there's Captain Marvel in Marvel. The Captain Marvel was originally a Fawcett character that DC had, so...
And I feel at this point, well, I don't know, I'm biased. I feel like the female Captain Marvel is more popular than...
As
a person and icon than... Captain Marvel as Shazam.
And I'm sure we're going to get to the Captain Marvel announcements San Diego Comic Con. So that's something we have to...
Well, speaking of Captain Marvel announcements... I had that also here. We got... So obviously Brie Larson is going to be Captain Marvel in 2019. So that's... And we got, so a couple big things. It's going to take place in the 90s.
Yeah.
It's going to have a two-eyed Samuel Jackson Nick Fury in it, and Skrulls. So three big things happening. Both of your faces on that were just like,
I have some serious theories about the Marvel Cinematic Universe as a result of this movie. I think the announcement that the Skrulls are the primary antagonists in this film tell us exactly what the second Avengers movie will be after.
Yeah, sure, that makes sense.
It's going to be Secret Invasion.
Secret Invasion makes total sense, and it would be insane.
I think that Tony Stark has been a Skrull ever since Iron Man 3. Because at the end of Iron Man 3, he has his heart repaired, and they remove all of the fragments from it.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he even in the Iron Man suit after that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I also think at the end of Thor Ragnarok, because we're clearly seeing, like, it's a prison planet that people are forced to gladiate in,
mm-hmm.
I think we're going to pop open a prison, and Captain Marvel's going to be sitting in there in a prison cell. Because where's she been this entire time?
Yeah, for sure. She had to been gone. She has to be gone.
Well, that's a great theory. Because that's what I was thinking. They're building up in the 90s so that she'll be a major part of Infinity War. Yeah.
But there was news that she's not going to be in Infinity Wars at all.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure.
No, I'm just saying.
Because Marvel doesn't have surprises up their sleeves for what's going to happen.
Just saying. I saw some news out there that Captain Marvel will not be in Infinity Wars.
Yeah, but she's the boss of space.
She is.
And since the movie takes place in space, how is the boss of space not going to be there?
She took a vacation.
I'm wondering.
Where's she going to go?
Space.
Through time.
Space.
She's going to travel through time on a vacation.
Stepping out of her comfort zone into time instead of space.
What would be an interesting storyline is, what if it is a time travel? Because the first arc, when they changed her look to be Captain Marvel from Miss Marvel, there was a time travel element. She got kicked into the past.
Mm-hmm.
What if that's the story? That it takes place in the 90s because she's a future superhero? Something that's farther along than the current Marvel timeline, and she gets kicked into the 1990s. So she's not a character who was made in the 90s. Like, she didn't get her powers then. She gets her powers farther ahead than we are, and something happens that slings her back. And she's
already... So, like, in the first, like, couple minutes of the movie, it takes place maybe, like, in the current cinematic
universe. Or, like, 2020.
Times.
Like, yeah, a little post-Infinity War. Oh, like, they're trying to build a super soldier.
Invasion.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to build something that can stop Thanos.
That would be nuts.
Though now, something just hit me. Well, there's two things. First of all, let me just go back, because I was laughing earlier. And it's only because Patrick said it that it made me like, oh, is that what he said? That's weird. I thought you said squirrels.
There's going to be squirrels in the movie.
Which I thought you were trying to reference a Squirrel Girl, maybe being in Captain Marvel.
Oh, that's funny.
That's hilarious.
Well, that would be awesome.
Now if I'm going to be searching Captain Marvel in the background to see if there's squirrels.
But you said scrolls.
Scroll. S-K-R-U-L-L.
Yeah. I'm with you now. So
I'd be willing to bet that there's already squirrels in most Marvel movies.
That's true.
You know,
I don't know, maybe they digitally remove them. There's some rights issues there with squirrels.
Rights issues. They can't have any squirrels in any movies because...
Because like the Squirrel Girl rights were maybe up in limbo for a little bit. Like, you know, it's like it's tied to the intellectual property of Squirrel Girl.
Yeah. Awesome. Obviously, all squirrels are owned by... what's the network doing? New Warriors?
Is it Fox or CBS?
Actually, I think it might be...
I think it might be
the ABC. It's the
really?
So it's technically it would be Marvel.
But still
Marvel Disney.
So the second thing though is what if since the first time he was ever introduced that Nick Fury is a Skrull? Because how would Nick Fury know about Captain Marvel this entire time and have never said a single thing about Captain Marvel to the Avengers? Not even once.
Yeah, it just never came
So
up.
How... Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure that should have come up by now, that there is a superheroine who is the boss of space. How did Nick Fury not talk about this
so maybe
time?
She's, like, imprisoned by the Skrulls because Nick Fury is a Skrull the
right,
whole time.
Which makes sense. Who? Then why would he bring the Avengers together?
Yes.
Maybe to infiltrate them? I don't even know.
Maybe it's all about Thanos, but there's a plot, like, to defeat Thanos, and then the Skrulls
over.
Can take
like
over.
Like, they knew Thanos was coming, like, oh, shh. Like, despite whatever, we gotta
right.
get these Avengers
we have
people
to
together.
Yes. Have them stop Thanos, do the dirty work, and then we can
and
take
then
over.
And infiltrate them while, yeah. Oh, this got big. This just got big.
Marvel Cinematic Universe execs, we have lots of ideas for you. Right. You can come in and talk to us.
Anytime.
You know, we'd be happy to give you the rights to this.
Yeah.
We just have to remember when
the
movies come out.
All
so
the predictions.
Like, we predicted it.
We
did
knew
it.
We knew.
So
yeah, awesome. Definitely. We'll have in like 2 years or whatever.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we'll have a I told you so
right.
episode.
Yeah. The I told you so one shot.
I told you so one shot.
Remember back in 2017.
All right. What do we got?
Okay. So I guess. Continuing at the Marvel thing real quick, we got Ant-Man 2 was announced.
With Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah, Michelle Pfeiffer will be the Wasp.
The so, original Wasp.
The OG
Janet
Wasp.
Janet Van Dyne?
Yeah.
The original Wasp, okay.
Because who's the new Wasp?
Hope.
Hope. Okay, so we got another
Hope.
Okay. Yeah.
The character from the first Ant-Man, Hope Van Dyne, is going to be taking over.
Right, of course.
As the Wasp character.
Okay.
Yep.
yeah, not really a whole lot of news there.
Just that was really cool, and the way they introduced her was really cool.
That's awesome.
Okay, and we got some more DC stuff. So speaking of back in the day, we got Wonder Woman sequel.
Yeah,
was announced to be in the 80s,
which I'm really intrigued by because that doesn't make any sense if she's left the like. Superheroing world, the human world for 100 years is what she says in Batman
right.
and Superman.
What is she doing in the 80s?
What's happening in the 80s?
Maybe.
Besides big hair.
Maybe she just has a really bad concept of time.
It's true.
And or, she's just like 50 years, 100 years.
Or maybe.
100 sounds better.
Maybe there'll be some retconning happening with the another DC announcement that happened at.
Oh, right. Which is on here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Maybe.
So that could be a reason why.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the reason why.
So I guess without further ado, the Flash movie was announced as well. Mm-hmm. And the title. Well, I guess it was announced a while ago, but the title was announced at Comic-Con, and it will be Flashpoint. So we get another Flashpoint. They keep redoing Flashpoint, which I guess is pretty apropos.
There's some really weird, like, if you look at the history of the news coming out from DC films, that can tie really close to the Flashpoint announcement. For a long time, Scott Snyder said that he wanted to do Jeffrey Dean Morgan as Batman at some point.
Okay.
So that is an interesting thing because in the Flashpoint universe,
mm-hmm.
Thomas Wayne is Batman, and Thomas Wayne was played by Jeffrey Dean Morgan in Batman v Superman.
Okay.
So there's already a direct connection to the Flashpoint story.
Hmm.
Supposedly, even after all of the Ben Affleck talk, that he may not be contracted going past the Batman as the character. So that would be a reset point.
Mm-hmm.
The recent Justice League trailer, which I'm sure we'll talk about, Flash seems like he's an outsider and he's uncomfortable with being a hero. That would be an interesting setup if at the end of Justice League you see Bruce reading a note and he says, "I'm sorry, I was never cut out for this. Hopefully I can make this right." And we see the scene of Flash going back into the past and starting Flashpoint right there.
So Flashpoint will be after Justice League.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
So it could reset. It can reset the universe.
At least an hour timeline.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Well, they could basically reset and cherry pick what they want to keep.
Yeah.
You know, you keep Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman. You keep the original story, but then now you can have her in the 80s because that doesn't happen where she decides to abandon humanity. You recast Batman because he becomes Batman later in life, and it's a younger Batman. It's not Affleck anymore.
Here's my one thing, that this is why I hate comics now, and I hate time travel in any ways, period. This is a prediction that if it comes true, I'm going to be very, very upset. Justice League, everyone dies. And you can do that because you have time travel.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, now I know, except for the Flash.
Right.
So now I'm like, now it's going to spoil it for me. Knowing that Flashpoint is a thing, I know that time is going to be disrupted, which means that nothing matters no matter what I watch.
Right.
I hate time travel. It's the worst thing that was ever invented.
But
you would go back in time.
I would go back in time and stop time traveling from happening.
I honestly, like... It makes sense for them as the universe that they have going forward, the vision that they seem to be showing, is not the creative vision that Zack Snyder had originally, where it was a much darker, grittier universe. Clearly what's working is to do things that are a bit more superheroic, a bit more lighthearted.
Yeah, right. So, yep.
But I think that Flashpoint kind of indicates that there's going to be some sort of change.
Yeah. All right,
and we'll be a full reset. It may just be like they have to cherry pick the things that aren't going to work. So
sure, okay. Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, I guess going into that, I didn't have Justice League as a piece of news because we already got a trailer for that a while ago. Yeah. Like, there's really unless other you have than anything
the,
to add.
The,
to
did
that?
You see the 4-minute epic trailer that was released?
I did, and I didn't really. I mean, I'm not a huge Justice League person, so I didn't really get too much more out of it.
Gotcha. For me, it was just like the tone and the fact that everything looks so powerful, and Flash is hysterical in that trailer.
Yeah.
When he's like,
I haven't seen this trailer yet. Oh, we'll watch it afterwards.
He has a moment
with the commissioner.
The one before that, where he's like, I get that you guys are all into battle and you're all ready to do this, and that's great, but I just push people and run away. So, like, that's there's awesome. Just, like, a good dichotomy that's happening there. The Momoa as Aquaman is just hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, he's
he's
so perfect, like, surfer guy, like, fuck you, you know? Like, he's so good.
That's exciting.
I really like I think my favorite part of that whole trailer was, like, they're all on the roof talking to the Commissioner Gordon.
Momoa, cover your ears.
Which, why?
He's in the trailer.
Oh, well, it's just, like... It is just like a joke bit, and like they're all on the roof, and he turns around and turns back, and everyone's gone except for the Flash, and he's like, "Wow, that's rude of all of them. Do they do this often?" Which, you know, I realize at this point, like, why does Commissioner Gordon ever turn his back on Batman?
Right?
Like, can't he just have a normal conversation, like make eye contact? You know,
that's
a
lot. It's part of their unwritten relationship. Just like Commissioner totally knows it's Bruce.
Right.
He just has to ignore that whole thing.
So, Justice League 2, yay! And then, so I guess continuing with Justice League stuff, Justice. Season 3
Woo-hoo!
Officially announced.
What?
Will be a Netflix production.
No, it's not Netflix. It's their own network. It's going to be on the WB's streaming service, like the CW
Now
thing.
I thought it was Netflix. They were talking about it being that.
Really? Yeah, because it was always part of that whole network that they were launching with the new Titans TV series, too.
New Titans TV series?
Yeah, like live-action Titans. So you'll have the Young Justice, which
cartoon,
is kind of like
a, animated.
Right, when it's just Teen Titans. Uh-huh. Then you have the Titans group that's like the older characters.
Titans.
Okay, but
we'll fact check and get back to you.
Yeah. Either way, it will be the original cast, basically. So the writers, directors, and the voice actors, for the most part, I believe, will be the same as in the first two seasons.
So I have one gripe with all the stuff that was shown, and it is, why in the hell in the stealth suits that the like the older Young Justice members are wearing, why does the stealth suit make Calder's hair black? It didn't make any sense to me that Aqualad all of a sudden had black hair because he was in a stealth suit.
I mean, he does have, like, really bright hair.
He does, I mean, but, like,
it just would not, like, I mean, you, like, you're just, like, standing there at night and you just see all black except for, like, a little, like, little sliver of
well,
gold.
Like, why would the suit affect his hair? It just was weird to me. Like, it as a character design that didn't, for a character I loved, and, like, his look is so different.
So let me get this straight, Nat. In a world where a scientist can create a robot that mimics all superpowers from all these superpowered beings, and where certain creatures have the ability to produce active camouflage, your gripe is that there is a suit that turns someone's hair a different color.
Okay, you said active camouflage, and as a creature from the oceans, that I could accept.
Okay.
I could accept it as being active camouflage.
So,
why not just put a hat on? He's already in a stealth suit. Be like full ninja. Just cover it that way.
You know, anyway. Why carry around a hat when you can spend like $100,000 in R&D to make like a little hologram projector that
covers
projects
your hair?
Yeah.
Anyway. The designs look great, though. I love the overall look of the series. It still looks like Young Justice.
Yeah. So, and it'll be great because Young Justice is always great.
Yep.
And then the last real big announcement that I saw was that, and this is not totally getting away from comics, but the Hey Arnold movie was officially given so it's been kind of rumored for a while that they were going to bring it back, and there will officially be, I believe they said, like a 2-part TV movie.
Poor
Hey Arnold.
Is it like them older a little bit, or
it's not significantly older, but it does seem to be that it takes place after all of the events of the original, because the trailer that they released was basically this, like, it kind of has a bittersweet thing. It looks like Arnold might be moving away or something like this.
Okay.
And so they're all like, remember the good times we had, and
yeah,
like all these people that you affected. Mm-hmm. And so it's like this montage of people being like, Arnold, you, like the coach is like, you know, I used to not be so into coaching, but you, you know, helped me get back in it. And you got Stoop Kid on the stoop of the Capitol.
Oh,
and
nice.
He's like, I used to only be on my stoop and harass people, but now I can go out in the world and harass people from stoops.
That's awesome.
That's
and
cool.
So, like, all these
That's
people.
Nice that they did that for the fans of Hey Arnold. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's been kind of rumored for a while, and it's gotten enough fan traction.
Right.
That's cool.
That, yeah. I have a friend who always wanted to, like, make an R-rated Hey Arnold movie. Because
oh,
you could totally, like, take that, like, all this stuff
oh,
in
yeah.
Hey Arnold and make it just, like, with ever so slight tweaks. I mean, like, in it, like, Helga's mom is an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And,
right.
like, his grandparents have dementia, basically.
Yeah.
Like, there's some really
potential
effed up stuff in that show.
Huh.
So, but it seems like it's going to be a little bit lighter in tone than a rated R movie. Probably,
rated R remake of Hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold.
Hey, Arnold.
Yeah, where what's the kid with, like, the red hair who always gets into, like, accidents or whatever?
Oh, gosh, it's been years since I've seen it.
Yeah, and just gets, like, hospitalized or whatever.
That's funny.
That's awesome. So is that all the news on your list?
Yeah, that's all the news on my list.
You got anything over there?
I just have one bit that's more of a follow-up to our last issue.
Let's wrap it up with the bit.
So we were talking about Legacy and some of the missing titles for the Marvel Legacy event, and one of them was Captain America, which got announced. So Captain America 695 will be the new series part of Legacy, and the creative team is a powerhouse duo of Mark Waid and Chris Somney. So... Marvel, you're gonna get me to read Captain America.
Marvel.
I love the film versions of the character. I've never been a huge comic Captain America guy, but that's a team I can get behind. So, yay for them. That's a great job.
I'll second that. I do read Sam Wilson every now and then, but Steve Rogers is just a character I could never get behind.
Yeah, me either.
So when Sam took up the shield, I was like, yay, finally we get an interesting Captain America. And then Captain America came back as Captain America, and I was like, alright, cool. Our collective.
Well, at least Falcon has a book, too, though.
Yeah, that's good. He's not going away.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that'll wrap up our one-shot San Diego Comic-Con special. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye.